When someone is diagnosed with cancer or gets in a car accident, he or she is surrounded by comfort, support, sympathy. So why is it that a 14-year-old girl is raped, the attack videotaped, and yet she is peppered by hundreds of questions by detectives before the DA drops the charges? It's an injustice that's repeated over and over again in this country, and it's led to a national campaign called Start by Believing. This week, Washtenaw County became the first in Michigan to be a Start by Believing county. Barbara Niesmay is the executive director of Safe House Center. Barbara, Start by Believing is a national campaign based on the idea that not enough people will speak out and talk about their sexual assaults. Why is that?
I think it's because of the perception of support that they'll get after the assault. Starting with the fact, do they even believe what happened themselves? Or do they hold themselves accountable? We all have the woulda, shoulda, coulda moments. You know, we think about taking a test, or should I have made that right turn and gotten in the car accident? But the reality is the woulda, shoulda, coulda's for survivors of sexual assault run deeper and longer. And often, if they don't tell anybody, it's possible nobody else will know.
We talk about this term rape culture. We've heard this term, and it comes up talking about this phenomenon of women not usually being believed when they do step forward to say, I've been assaulted. How do you describe to someone who doesn't get the concept of rape culture just exactly what that means?
Take a look around us and think about some of the indicators of what success looks like, or what professionalism looks like, or what's important in our society. For example, watching NBC at 8:15 at night, and look at the roles that men and women are in the commercials. Often men are in roles of being in authority or in charge or in control, and women are seen as less than. That's where rape culture starts for women. And then you move on to the fact that women are treated like second-class citizens, and then you get into when you see advertisements of women being posed sexually suggestively. I remember Steve Colbert and a couple of other comedians got together and did an ad of how women, how they would look if they posed like women.
Yeah.
And it looked ridiculous. That is where rape culture starts. It's all around us all day, every day. You think about how music is made, and the fact that women are put into positions of being the person who is being controlled. You think about how major movies are made, and that women are intended to be sex objects, not necessarily. And if they're a heroine, there's certainly a sexually suggestive heroine. Now, we can move on to today's feminism, where they say, I can dress how I want, I can be how I want. And it was quoted in the Hunting Ground movie. There was a woman that said, I'm very proud of my body. I want to dress like this. I'm proud of how I look. And when asked if she were to gain 10 pounds, she'd say, oh, I'd have to dress very differently. So where's the pride? Who's making decisions on who we are as women? And then that suggests that we're less than, and therefore can't, when we are assaulted or treated differently, then all of a sudden there's a double standard.
All right, let's get into some examples of what this looks like, because there's a very powerful video at startbybelieving.org that highlights some examples of this kind of disbelief that greets a woman of any age who steps forward to say, I've been a victim. Give us an example of shows exactly what this rape culture is like.
Some examples that show exactly what rape culture is like.
Where someone is not believed. I cited that 14-year-old girl.
Yes.
And she was in Missouri.
There was an 11-year-old girl in Texas who was assaulted by 20 assailants. And the person who was defending one of the assailants said, where was her mother? Why did she dress this way? She looked like a 20-year-old. It's like a spider to the fly. And fortunately, the prosecutor said, she's an 11-year-old girl. And it's this idea that women are tantalizing. And I think that underestimates men.
Yeah, that she asked for it.
She asked for it by how she dressed, where did she learn? Who knows? And who cares? She was an 11-year-old girl who was assaulted by 20 different people.
The website pointed out the case in Billings, Montana. The 54-year-old teacher got 30 days in jail for raping a 14-year-old student because the judge says, well, it wasn't a violent rape.
She was just as in control as he was, and that's not true.
And that child committed suicide 2 years later.
Yes, she did. And there were other pictures of other young women. Mm-hmm. And that is when a survivor is not believed, suicide is absolutely in that deck of cards.
So Start By Believing, this campaign, has the goal of trying to create a better climate, a better culture where women can feel comfortable talking openly about being the victim of a horrific crime. And I want to move away, if we can, from your role as an advocate and talk about the fact that you were a victim of sexual assault. What happened?
Over 30 years ago, I was on the Michigan State University campus, and I was walking around in the daylight and was approached by two older men and knew that I couldn't get away. And I didn't know what my ticket out was, and I soon found out what it was. I walked away from the house not knowing what to do or who to talk to or how to even broach it, so I decided to say nothing. Several weeks later, I was at a slumber party with my girlfriends, which is a totally normal thing for a young teen to do. We were probably watching Pretty in Pink and eating popcorn and talking about who we kissed, and I told a couple of them what had happened, and they just said, wow, and didn't say anything. And no one said that's sexual assault. No one said that was the way it was supposed to be. That's not the way it's supposed to be. And so I didn't say anything to anybody. And as I look back on my teen years and all that I went through and the fact that I attempted suicide twice and I worked to try and figure out what was wrong with me. And what I realized later, now that I'm in this work, mm-hmm. that, in fact, I had unresolved trauma.
That was festering, like a boil in your
yes.
heart and mind.
Yes. And the gift in it, which I almost hate to say because it shouldn't have happened in the first place, that should not have happened. Absolutely not. The end also is that I found my calling in doing this work, and I've been doing this for over 20 years, supporting survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence, because they deserve to be heard, they deserve to be believed, and we should have no barriers for that 14-year-old who I was over 30 years ago.
Last night, the Board of Commissioners voted to make Washtenaw County the first one in Michigan to commit to this campaign, Start By Believing. What does this mean? What will this distinction mean for Washtenaw County?
This distinction means that we are calling on the electeds, the department heads, law enforcement to say, set aside your doubts. This is not about false reporting. This isn't about trying to catch somebody in a lie. This is about believing and allowing the court process to take place as it should in any other crime. In fact, sexual assault is considered a felony. And so when there's a car accident or someone, you know, gets hit or something like that, sometimes that's not even a felony. But this is a felony, felonious assault. And what we're asking is for them to believe, take the information, understand that there are lapses in remembering things, just like with anybody else who goes through a traumatic event, and then allow the court process to take place.
Do you have quantifiable goals?
Yes, absolutely we do. We hope to have more survivors present to the hospital requesting sexual assault exams. We hope for more survivors to come to Safe House for support. We hope that more survivors will actually report to police, because we have learned, as it suggests in the video, that those who commit sexual assault don't just do it once. They do it over, like the case of Mark O'Leary. She reported it. He went on to commit many more assaults. Many more. And if they had believed her and worked with her, it's quite possible those assaults could have been prevented.
I know I can hear in your voice a challenge to other counties in Michigan to step
absolutely.
Up and do the same.
And to the state of Michigan. Why can't the state of Michigan legislature say, we are a Start By Believing state? We can do this.
I get the sense the Start By Believing campaign is just something that you are committed to going forward forever.
Absolutely. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and this isn't just for April. This means to be all day, every day, forever. And I need to give a shout out to the University of Michigan Police Department. They have signed on to this like I can't even imagine. And they are part of why law enforcement throughout the county are signing on to this, and the hospitals are signing on. And there is so much momentum, because if we didn't have law enforcement partners, we wouldn't get where we need to be on this.
That's really step one. is finding somebody in the police department to believe you. Start by believing and take it from there. You can learn more about this campaign, no matter where you live, by going to startbybelieving.org. There's some very eye-opening reading and watching on that website. Barbara Neesmay, Executive Director of Safe House Center, thank you so much for being with us, sharing this work with us.
Thank you.